Yo, what up? It's your girl V Henny Man. You already know the vibes. Welcome to the Artistry where we talk shit about music, entertainment, and the everyday struggles. And you know how we do, man. We always have a dope guest in the building. We have a dope chef. She's a content creator, a go-getter. She reps the Bronx. Make some noise for Chef Bruja.
I'm so happy to be here.
I'm happy that you're here as well.
Yes.
Welcome to my humble home.
Right.
Yes, that very humble. You know, Bumble, Bel-Air, shout out to them, you know. I want to just say, again, thank you for your time. We see you're a busy person. So the fact that you're here means a lot to me. I look forward to just having to sit down with you. And before we dive into anything, I always do a toast. The toast, basically, we have some bamboo. I want to just say congratulations on all your success. Thank you. On just constantly being motivated, you know, constantly elevating and just pushing forward. You know, it's not easy, especially, you know, being a content creator, being a chef, all that stuff, you know. So this is to you.
Likewise. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, definitely, man. Let's do this. Okay. Tell me how you like it.
That wasn't that bad.
Yeah, you see, I told you you would like
it's
that
like,
one.
It gives me a little bit of Jack Daniel's honey.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
I could see it has a little bit of a sweet.
The sweet, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we like after this.
Yeah, because the other one, the XO, like I mentioned,
yeah,
that one would have been a little bit dark.
Mm.
I mean, a little bit more stronger, should I say.
Right.
So that one, I didn't want you
to
be like.
I do drink Henny, so it's like.
I mean, I'm a.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. Some people may differ that to be like, oh my gosh, strong, but.
Okay.
It's
all right.
Like, I feel like it's regular. So
well, I'm glad. You understand? Drinking, I'm a dark liquor person. The only time that I do light is when I want a calm night.
Oh, calm.
Yeah.
Oh, life for me but is like a wild night.
Yeah. And my wife says the same thing. Like, she'd be like, yo, so mm-mm. I'm banned from drinking tequila.
Oh, yeah, same.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Because she's like, you don't know how to act with tequila. And I'm like, nah. I'm like, for me, I feel like those are my calm moments. And she's like, nah.
Oh, yeah. So you were definitely wilding. You said calm. You were completely gone.
I mean, I thought I was calm, you know?
Yeah, no.
No, but I definitely, you know, I know you're a smoker.
Right.
So that's, it's always like that. The smokers are more, you know, you guys don't.
Right, really, just be, chilling.
Yeah, you're like that whole, when we, the drinkers look at you guys, we notice that you guys are more the, you know, chill.
Yeah,
vibes.
Like I'm more reserved. Right. I don't really be outside like that.
And that's cool. That's cool. We respect that. I know you've been cooking for a while, actually. Mm-hmm. I learned that, you learned from your grandmother.
Right.
Okay, so. Tell me that process of you learning, like, you know, like this whole aspect of cooking and transforming into a chef, because I feel like there is a difference.
Right.
So how was that moment when you first got into the kitchen with your grandmother?
So I was six when I got into the kitchen. It's like it was kind of like a forced thing. You know, when you just grow up Caribbean?
Mm-hmm.
You got to be doing something. We're not about to be sitting down watching no TV while we in here slaving six meals. And,
right.
Uh-uh. So that was something I was just like grown into, whether it was I was prepping, whether I was actually cooking the food.
Okay.
So that took a very like prominent like period in my life.
Okay.
From that point on, I took it more seriously like around... 2016, 2017,
okay.
I would say. So not too long ago.
Right,
And then, but I really started posting on social media only literally maybe 3 years, going on 3 years now.
Okay.
So, I used to just post like little clips on my regular page, and then that turned into making a page for myself, and then it just went from there. But
what would you, I'm actually going to school for culinary.
Really?
Yes.
That's disclaimer. I don't consider myself a professional chef. Let's just scratch that.
That's what I was going to say.
Right. I do not. It's just the name.
All right.
I don't consider myself a professional.
So because you see social media, right?
Right.
And then you see like, you know, everybody is in this place of giving themselves a title. I don't like, people be like, yo, V, you're a chef. And I'm like, I tell people, I'm like, listen, I don't want to give myself that title yet.
Right.
I feel like you need to earn that. So you who's been in, you've been in the industry.
Yeah.
You do catering here and there, correct?
Right, yeah.
So you technically are a chef. because you know how to manage, you know how to, you know, you know more than just cooking.
Right.
But for you, what's your definition of a home cook versus chef?
Right. So that's a good example of like doing that catering, because I did multiple events, mm-hmm, right? Catering, mm-hmm, you know, for multiple people, large events and things like that. So I would consider like a professional chef someone that exactly like went to culinary school, got their like license for something. So like, let's say, for example, if you was to go and apply for like a chef position somewhere, that's what they're looking for, or they're looking for extensive experience in the kitchen of a restaurant.
Okay.
I never had extensive experience in the kitchen of a restaurant. But I'm really self-taught.
But
I still have catering experience, right? Like, I've taught myself a lot at home, you know, YouTube University. And
right.
Google, you know, has really got me far.
Okay.
But I wouldn't, that's what I would differ, like, being someone who's really licensed and professionally, like, you know, can do that.
Okay.
Then, and, or either, like I said, have extensive history in the kitchen, which, or restaurant, you know, business, where I have not. So.
Would you consider like moving to that, towards that direction? Like, do you want that?
I don't like to say I don't want anything, because I never like to close the door on an opportunity. So I wouldn't say no, but in the space that I'm in right now, I'm more about figuring out, I'm more business oriented when it comes with the chef stuff. Like, I'm more worried about creating Chef Bruja as like a real business, a household name, you know, eventually getting like pots and pans and expanding the seasoning line and things like that. I'm not too interested in, you know, going back to like serving people. I used to do like professional freelance catering as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had to dress up in the suits and like shit like that. So, that is like, that was a lot of work for me. Like, I'm really not going to lie. Like, that was like, to do that and to do what I do now, like with my eBooks, with the seasonings, it's like, it's so much going on. I go spend 12 hours catering to people. It's just like, oh, this not what I like to do. I give it up to the people who are consistently like, yo, this is their life, catering people. I don't think I would ever make that a thing.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And if I do, it'd be like small. Like,
okay,
you, your two kids, you, your wife. Like, I'm just not interested in the working hard anymore, as far as like, I want to find smarter abilities to make money.
Right.
Passive income and things that I've like.
It's like they say, work smarter.
At that point, I worked mad hard. I've been working till 14. Like, I've worked mad hard for mad long. Like, bro, it don't seem long to like 10 years, but that's a long time, bro.
Right.
And I've worked hard, so.
When did you start realizing like, yo, it's working smarter, not harder in a sense?
Once I started the clothes.
Okay.
Once I realized, I started doing, so after, like, once I started the art, it was just art. So obviously that's a lot more physical work. And then I started doing hand clothing.
Mm.
When it transitioned into drop shipping, that's when it like clicked for me. Just making more passive income and things of that nature, like, and making more of my buck and not having to put in. So for example, I was like investing thousands of dollars into clothes, whereas I didn't have to do that. And I could just drop ship and have them make it for me. And it was made to order. So it's coming out of the customer's pocket, as opposed to me buying boxes of 3,000 clothes that may or may not sell. Right. That's when it clicked to me. It was just like a smarter way of doing things that nobody taught me or any, like, you know, nobody teaches you that. Nobody's giving you the game, but that's the game, y'all.
It is the game.
That's the game. It's making the money work for you.
Right.
And I had to figure that. Once I figured that out, I was like, oh, there's mad ways I can make money, bro.
Right. This is why I never understood. All right, let me not, because I'm going to come off as like an asshole a little bit with this. But it's like, when I sometimes hear, I'm not big on that term influencers, but let's just say influencers or content creators, you know, so on and forth. And when I hear that they're in a place of not monetizing.
Right.
And it's like, bro, there's so many ways you can.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like, and it's like, you can do it and still be your authentic self.
Of course. That's the best way to market.
Right.
Literally. And that could cost you $0 just by doing a good post.
Right.
Like, it's all about the marketing.
And
like,
it is crazy, because when I had posted very slightly in my stories that I was having you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And people were just like, oh my God, I love her.
No way.
No, dead ass. I had somebody who texted me and it was just like, you know what I love about her? How humble she is and how you lighten up when you do certain things, but you execute, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's dope.
Stop.
You know?
Oh my God.
Like, you know what I'm saying? You got people who really are, you know, they're cheering for you. Like,
I like that.
You know, like, how does it feel to know the fact that you have people who are actually rooting for you, who are actually supporting you? Because I feel like when it comes to, like, support, it can be challenging.
Right. Trust me. That I can honestly say this is really humbly speaking, I'm grateful that I've really never had to experience that. Okay. Like, that's one space where, like, I've come from the bottom for many different spaces, but that space wasn't it. Like, I've had, even when it came, like, I'm talking about way back when I'm just selling art. Like, okay. The chef thing's not even in the picture.
Okay.
I had an immense amount of support. I remember I dropped my first sweaters, and I'm doing literal drop-offs. Like, physically, I'm getting on the train selling sweaters, and I've got literally, like, maybe 100 sweaters, and I was able to sell that in 2 weeks, no website, no nothing. Straight off organic support, yeah. Just the muscle. And that's, I'm talking about meeting people I don't even know. And so it's like, I can never be like, oh yeah, nobody supported me. Like, no, people really like.
As dope.
Yeah. When people meet me, they just like, I don't know.
So were you in fashion beforehand?
Yeah. 100%. I did literally it started off as Buy Bruja.
Okay.
With art that turned into clothes.
Okay.
And that turned into like now Chef Bruja. And I was able to build that into a 5-figure brand. So
how did that transformation happen? As far as being by Bruja to now right. Chef Bruja.
Right, which I still 100% go by. Like, I still originate and resonate with by Bruja. And she is making a comeback, though.
Okay.
Right,
okay.
Right. That's okay. Not... Yeah, she's going to be making a comeback when things, you know, get to where they need to be. But it transformed when it was peak pandemic and I was still doing drop and shipping that was working.
Okay.
I was getting a lot of my stuff through like China, Indonesia, things of that nature, where it started to become really difficult to get my things, to get right production. I was having just a lot of issues, like long story short. And in a lot of ways, I felt like something was just not working.
Okay.
I had already been doing, I already had Chef Bruja, but I wasn't like going full force, you know, like posting TikToks every day and, you know, content. I wasn't going full force. I had just made it because I was doing a lot of like my full content on my story, on my regular page. And everybody's like, yo, just make a new page, you know? So I was like, I was just like, okay, Chef Bruja. Like, it was just instant to me. So I made that, and it just went from there. I had, like, maybe a couple months later, I posted a video, and that was, like, my first viral video. Got, like, 1 million views. Okay. And then after that, it just kept going slowly but surely from there.
That's dope. What video was that?
That was, I don't even think it's up right now. Oh my God, that video was so cringe. I don't understand why that video was viral, actually.
It was
an awful video. I'm pretty sure I deleted it because I'd be judging myself. It was a bacon, egg, and cheese.
Okay, okay.
Right, period. I love that though. Like, okay, it was very New York
of
me.
So what was cringy about it?
Everything. Like the lighting, the shoots, the voice. It was everything for me.
Okay, okay.
Love y'all for doing that for me, but won't be posting that again. I have many viral videos out there that I will be posting.
That's hilarious. So, Bruja, right? Puerto Rican here.
Right.
You know? So when I hear Bruja, obviously I'm correlating it with spirituality.
Exactly.
We already know, like, right. You know, I'm married to a witch, you understand?
Right.
Period. What made you go with the name Bruja? Or is it due to your spirituality and you wanted to stick to it and this is the brand, you know, like,
right.
Like what exactly was the initial reason to you having Bruja?
So I had been getting called that from a very young age. Yeah. My family. It really started with my family, like jokingly.
Okay.
So it was like, oh, you know, Miss Bruja, dog.
Gotcha.
She, you know, she do what she do. Okay. And that's just when I was looking for a way of rebranding, I was just like, you know, cause my real name is Jamie, and people know me by Jamie, but I was like, it's not resonating. Mm. And obviously, like, I'm not a religious person. It's neither here or there, whether you're religious or spiritual. Everybody is, you know, everybody.
Right.
But I grew up, I'm Caribbean. I grew up in spirituality. That's all I know. I never grew up in a Christian home or things of that nature. So that was just very, it just was like in me. Yeah, it was a no-brainer for me, and I just ran with it.
It's crazy because people don't realize we really do grow up to like.
I literally grew like it's not. I don't know anything else. I try to tell people, I'm like, I don't know stuff like that. I don't know the. I'm sorry, I don't really know the Bible like that. That's not. That's just not where I was raised.
Are you more? Is it? I know you're active on both IG and TikTok.
Right.
And I'm gonna keep it a stack. Like TikTok is a whole different beast. And then if you fall into the wrong side of TikTok, it'd be wild.
What? They are ruthless on there. It's like you could really say anything and meet anybody on there. And that's kind of, it's like a, like with everything, it has its cons and its benefits.
Have you dealt with being on the wrong side of TikTok?
No.
On the wrong side of social media, should I say?
Oh, no, thank God. I'm really about the business on social media. Okay. I'm really not going to lie to you. I really keep it very, very cute on there because...
To cooking.
Like, right, some people...
I'm noticing that a lot of chefs are saying now where they're like, let's just say lasagna or making a lasagna my way.
Like, I do that very often.
Okay.
Oh, no, yeah, because sometimes they try to be like... Because I don't know, I get a lot of like, a lot of people don't, they either do assume that I'm already Puerto Rican, but a lot of people don't. I always particularly get just black or just, I get many different things, like just or assortment of Caribbean. I could be freaking Jamaican, Dominican, I get a lot of that, but I almost never get Puerto Rican.
Okay.
So I would make something that's like, supposedly a traditional dish from any, it could be anything. It could be from Jamaica, it could be from St. Bar, it could be from anywhere.
Right.
And I got to really say my way because then they'll be like, oh, that's not how they made it. That's not the classic way. I'm not here to, I want to tell y'all right now, I'm not here to make it how my grandmother used to make it 50 years ago. Love you. Right. Thanks for giving us the platform.
Okay.
Thanks for giving us the platform that we will walk and we will, you know, give homage to.
Right.
Absolutely. But I'm going to still make it my way, bro. We're in 2024. There's mad new products we didn't have 50 years ago that are way better. And yeah, I'm going to make it my way. And it's no disrespect. Like I said, we're still going to pay homage, but it's my, I'm going to specifically say my way because then y'all say, oh no, you missed this step. That's supposed to be. Bro, I'm making it my way. It's in my house. I'm cooking for me.
Yo, I give it to you because I'm like, do you face, like what type of challenges you face when it comes to creating content that is both visually appealing and informative? Mm. For your audience.
What's the most challenging part?
Yeah.
Literally doing it. Like recording the, that's why.
I get it.
Yo, that's the worst part because even just the other day, literally probably 3-4 days ago, I made, so funny you said that, a lasagna video. I made one and I hated it.
Okay.
And so I did a whole video, 2-3 hours. And y'all never gonna see it. I'm gonna have to remake it because I hated the video.
I get it.
So
you get anxiety? Because I get anxiety.
I don't get anxiety. Now it's very natural for me, but it's the annoyance of like, yo, I literally have to. It's not like okay, I'm about to just throw down.
Okay,
bro, you see how we got all of it? That's my setup. I literally have a professional camera. I have everything. Like I have my. I have the light set up. Yeah. I have my C stand. I have a bunch of stuff. So it's not like, oh, I'm just getting in the kitchen and cooking like how I used to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really like, I elevated a lot of my stuff. So that's like the most challenging part is like, oh, I can record a whole video and then I just not like it. And I'm such a perfectionist. I won't drop it. Where some people, they're just like, you know, I don't care. I care. Like,
no, I
care about my shit.
I'm going to keep it a stack. You have to, especially because you've been doing this for quite some time. So, because you're so business oriented, you have to elevate. So you
that's
have
how it
to
is
care.
For me. Yeah, I have to. It's everything for me. My name, my brand is everything for me. So
I agree with you. I think, and I'm glad that you're saying that because again, some people will put content just to put content.
Right. I'm not like this was never my life. Like I was never a social media person. I'm a real like. People, there's a sport I used to get, but it's because people really know me in like real life in New York. Like people, I really was outside and I really know a lot of people from New York. So that was organic for me. So for me to be transitioned from that to social media was very different for me. I never like was really growing up on social media. Like I was back in the day on Union Square Tumblr days when we used to meet up in Soho. That was my era.
Okay.
That's how I know people.
Okay.
We go way back, like in New York. So that's how I grew up. That's how I grew up with the fashion. Like that was very normal for me. So to come into social media and to my presence is everything. That's why it's also, this is my first interview. I don't really get personable on Instagram, which I'm trying to fix this year. I'm trying to make it more personable to really build my community a lot more.
Okay.
But I really just keep it very, very P on Instagram and TikTok.
When you say build your community, what do you mean by that?
Because people don't understand that, okay, yeah, you can have a bunch of followers, but I've seen people have a million followers and not be able to sell a shirt. They can't sell 25 shirts.
Yo.
Like, straight like that. I'm talking about, I was selling hundreds of shirts, and this is humbly speaking, literally with 3,000 followers. That's what you call, like, that's what you call really influencing. You understand what I'm saying? So, you, a lot of people don't understand, like, building community is everything. I like my followers to feel like, there's like, we give an example, Nicki Minaj's fans, mm-hmm. Beyonce's fans, they feel like they dead ass know her.
Right.
Like, we feel like we know these people, right. And we don't know them at all. But that's because they built this difference between having followers and having a community where, okay, now I could throw an event. 50, 60, 100 people are going to pop out because people really like, yo, I fuck with that girl. I feel like I know her. That's my friend. That's my distant cousin. Like, you know, those people you follow on social media, you love them. You like, you feel like you dead know them. And it's like, that's where I have to kind of lock in this year and really like people. I still have that, you know, influence of my following and my community because I'm obviously being able to, you know, leverage that. But to really lock in and make it more personable mm-hmm. and having people feel like they know me even more.
That's
been a struggle for me. Yeah. Right. And I just want to do more of that. So this is a step in the right direction.
I like that. That's dope. Now, right. And I did notice, you know, because y'all was trying to, I like to do research.
Right. I know. That's why I try to give you a lot. In the
I was like,
I know it's really hard to like be like, yo, who the fuck is this girl?
But you know like, what though? It's. I mean, I'm still going to end up finding out certain things, right? My thing is just like, okay, so what made you, obviously, well, and actually you just said it, like you want to get more personable, you want to build your community and things like that, you know?
Right.
I think, again, I feel like your mindset is really there, which is a good thing because again, not so many people think like that. They get so a lot of people are so consumed with the whole instant gratification.
Oh,
with
yeah.
the whole I got followers and then that's it. And it's like,
oh no.
So how do you not allow that to really eat you up? How do you stay grounded?
Right, present and grounded. I think that, like, just my background of growing up, like I said, in real life, I never had to grow up on social media like our newer, younger kind of community.
But you're still young, though.
And right. That's and that's crazy to say that, but yeah. I really grew up, like, in the streets, like, in real life. Like, I'm from the South Bronx. Like, I grew up really rough. Like, so social media has never been, like, who are y'all?
Yo,
like, that's
like,
really hot.
It's crazy.
It's just an app. Like,
can I say, yo, I was just saying, like, I'm like, when people hear you from the Bronx, they look at you like, yo, you've been through life.
Yo, like, and honestly, like, we have. Like, it's like, no tea, no shade. Like, we have. And we deserve free therapy. If you're from the Bronx,
yo,
we deserve free therapy. Bro, like,
I agree.
I don't get it. Like,
I had somebody recently told me, they were like, yo, they lived somewhere upstate, I forgot. And they moved to the Bronx. And they say, yo, bro, I always, you know, I knew, obviously, you always mention how, you know, the Bronx is a different, like, beast.
Right, period.
And I'm like, yeah, I told y'all. Like, she was just like, I'm not going to lie, me living here.
Oh, yeah, it's different.
You guys are different. And yeah. She's like, the hustle is, they're out of all boroughs, like, the hustle is wild out here. And
we're
I'm
still
like,
the least gentrified, bro. Like, we're still trying to make it out.
Right. Like, we're like still, the Bronx is still trying to make it out. Like, do you feel like they want to remain authentic? Stay true to its authenticity because of the how gentrified the other boroughs are and they're losing its culture in a sense?
I think if we're talking realistically, it has nothing to do with us. I think that our mayor, if we're really, really, really technical.
Right.
If we're talking about our mayor, like, no, they're just waiting for the Bronx to crumble down. They don't have the money, nor they ever. It's like even when the wintertime comes, we're the last borough to get cleaned.
No, that's a
fact.
That's
for a reason.
That's a fact.
They want us to burn down. They want us to crumble because they're not going to pay the money to gentrify us. Why? The Bronx looks, we have nothing. We don't have a view. We don't have a view of the city. We don't have a water. We don't, the Hudson, like, what are we do, like, what are we really doing? Like, it's not, so they're going to obviously eventually gentrify us just because it's New York. Yeah, but we're going to be the last.
Right. No,
because
you guys are. We are.
They're going to wait till we burn down. Like, we're going to wait till you see how all the buildings been crumbling down. That's exactly what's gonna happen. They're gonna wait till they all go, and then they're gonna not gonna build.
Bronx. You saw 138 over there.
Of course I did.
How they fixed all that, like.
Of course I seen that. That was crazy. Like, so they're getting us. Right. But I don't think it has anything to do with our choice whatsoever. Okay. Right. We don't have no deciding whether we could keep our culture or
saying.
Not at this point. Yeah. Because if we was our choice, like, we wouldn't change. I'm pretty sure we would have never even changed Brooklyn or, like, you know. Shit like that. We can't say too much Harlem because it's a part of Manhattan, but Harlem obviously does have its own culture.
Does.
100%.
It does.
But it is a part of Manhattan, so we knew that was going to go.
No, it definitely. No, and I understand your perspective. Definitely. Right. But I feel like there are a lot of, I feel like a lot of people in the Bronx, they gatekeep a little bit more compared to other 100%. Boroughs. So that's why I'm saying, I'm asking that.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I feel like we're more, it's so funny, I seen a video the other day. It was like, why do people not gatekeep no more? Like,
how do you feel about that? Especially with cooking.
I feel like,
Because, like, look at the oxtail situation right now where you're seeing videos of people saying, all right, stop with the oxtails because you're raising the price.
I feel like, oh, that's so difficult. I feel like in general, I do feel them when they're like, yo, like, why don't we gatekeep no more? And I really do feel like it's like, it goes back to time where it's like, not everybody, if somebody was saying, it's just like, not everybody keyed at the table. That's not realistic.
Okay.
They were saying that. It was like, I really do feel like that. Like, being even a personable person, not everybody keyed at my table, bro. That's just real shit. It's like, I want everybody to win, of course. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not taking nothing off my plate. Right. Doesn't mean you can sit at my table.
I get it.
Like, you know what I mean? And vice versa. I don't need to sit at yours either, boo.
Right.
You don't got to make room for me. And I just feel like, to a degree, I see both sides. Like, I see, because, you know, I obviously give a lot of free gems on this. You know, I'm not going to sit there and act like I'd be fucking gatekeeping everything. I don't. But I do think certain things, like, you need to work for. Like, ain't nobody give me the blueprint.
Right.
I had to really figure it out. And now you could just go and buy a little ebook or buy this, and now you got all the gems, and that's good for the people that's making the money off of it. But I feel that way too. Like, it's like, it's just so much easier now to really come up, where people like us who's been doing it for years, it's hard. Like, we had to really figure that shit out.
Nah, definitely.
So I feel both sides.
You know, it's crazy, right? Because it's like, no, I agree with you. Like, I don't need to sit at your table, vice versa, right?
Right.
But like you said, like, the whole factor of, like, I do think, like, I feel like gatekeeping.
Yeah, what do like you feel like?
I feel like certain. I feel like with traditional things, there's certain, especially when it comes with culture.
Oh yeah.
You know, yeah. I just feel like there's certain things like
families, remedies, and all that.
Yeah, like, me personally, I'm okay with you educating people, but I'm just like, don't take advantage of what you're doing.
Right.
You understand? I'm a person of passion.
Mm-hmm.
So. And I'm a person of learning. So, yeah, like, always, like, I'm open to learning different cultures, but respecting your culture as well.
100%.
So, I feel like where a lot of people is at. So, I understand the gatekeeping, because I feel a lot of people come to a place and be like, well, I do this. I know how to make this. And they don't respect.
100%.
The origins of it. And that's where I'm like, gatekeeping, I understand. So I get what you're saying, the whole perspective of, like, it goes both ways.
Right, 100%. Yeah, I feel the same way too. Like, always, even when I do other dishes that are outside of my culture, I always make sure to just pay homage, like, just respectfully, because, you know, I'm just Puerto Rican. I make a lot of different kinds of Caribbean dishes, from Dominican to Jamaican, you know, all types of stuff. So I think it's especially important to pay homage to other cultures, period.
Right.
Because even I see other counterparts that are doing a lot of our dishes that it's like, they're, you know, pizzazz to it. And it's not like, you know, you're making it your own thing, but it's really not.
Shout out to the fact that you have 3 ebooks.
Yes. I'm like, wait.
You have one on soups.
Yes.
By the way, I'm a big soap opera person.
Oh, come on. Yo, you know that's our culture. Right. Like, come on. We're having it in 90-degree weather. Like, we're having a soup.
Facts.
Like, and it's, we want that. Like, it's mad good.
I love that you have you're educating people on soups. You have one on recipes. Yes. And now you did one for the holidays.
Right.
How was that process for each and every one of them?
Very just a lot of muscle work.
Okay.
a lot of, like, even my first ebook was probably the most I was like, whoa. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what I had signed up for at the moment.
Okay.
Doing, like, because that one's literally a lethal. I have breakfast, I have appetizers, I have dinners, lunch, sides, sauces. I have all types of shit in my first one.
Okay.
Where it's like 55 recipes.
Okay.
Where my other ones is a lot smaller.
Okay.
So that one for me specifically was like, I did that for a year before I ever released it. So I did 4 different shoots. Like,
wow.
I went like crazy.
How was the process of, because I'm looking at this like, because I deal with a lot of artists, like music artists, right?
Right.
So when you're making like a mixtape or album, you know, that's how I'm looking at mm-hmm. you when you're doing this. Because it's like, you have these recipes. So now you're in a place, I'm sure you have thousands of recipes.
Oh, yeah. Right.
You understand? So how is it that you went about picking
which ones? Right.
How was that? Like,
that I made sure, because I'm a very analytical person.
Okay.
I think about every step. Like, I'm not a skip a step kind of person.
Okay.
So I already had and thought of like, okay, I'm going to have my traditional dishes, what I would quote. Because obviously, like, I like to use that lightly as well. Like I said, I do it my way, but it's still very much traditional dishes.
Okay.
But, so I've had a portion of traditional dishes and then a portion of just raw, like creative uncut dishes that, like, you know, I really came up with in the kitchen. Like,
okay.
I personally, if you've probably seen it somewhere else, then you've seen it somewhere else, but I personally never seen it.
Okay.
And I literally did that, like, just off the top of my brain. And those are, like, the other half of the dishes. And those were, like, that's just how I wanted to keep it. Like, okay, paying homage and having traditional dishes, but then also, like, my spin and knowing, like, okay, I could buy something from this girl and she's going to really teach me something new, not something I can't go on Google and find the recipe to.
Right.
That's my goal when making the ebooks. Is like, you're not about to sit there and Luke will literally look up that recipe. You're not going to find it on Google. These are raw cut, real recipes that I'm literally working through. I'm working the recipes. I make the recipe. I cook the recipe. I make sure that it's perfect before the consumers are having it. So, and I always make sure, you know, to tell little tips and tricks of how to, you know, adjust it and make it to your liking. So that's how I do that.
Because you are hard on yourself, because you can tell that, right?
Right.
Not you can't always be perfect, though.
Right. That's like a hard thing I'm working through.
Okay.
Right.
Because I'm sure. So, what would you say? Because I'm sure you're very, like you mentioned, you're very analytical. You're very critical, especially within yourself. And I get it. You know, like, I feel like those who takes their brand seriously, for the most part, a lot of them are critical within themselves. You know.
Right.
So, how do you maintain to be like, you know, like to not be so overly critique within yourself? How do you even go about like even accepting it? Because I just feel like, you know, like it's a lot.
I think it really has to do with my circle. My circle really grounds me.
Okay.
I don't think that I would probably be able to like do that for myself.
Okay.
I also take therapy, so she she helps me a lot as well. So just everybody around me kind of grounds me. It's like, girl, no, it's like, you're good.
Okay. Okay, shout out to therapy, because I'm pro therapy.
Pro therapy, y'all, like,
that shit helps.
Okay, we're from the Bronx, you know, when it's just Black people in general need therapy, so
yep.
Being Black and from the Bronx, we need therapy. So,
right. No, but I can imagine, because I'm like, you know, and I'm glad that you have a good circle.
Right.
Do you? Not that it's not do you, because I'm like, I'm not big on having yes men. So.
Oh no. That's
so like, are they like? Do you feel like you have people who will tell you the truth?
That I have a circle of very, this probably the strongest woman I've ever come across. All fire woman. I have very all fire sign women around me. They are equally as hard on themselves.
Okay.
So that's why I'm a Scorpio, so trust is a hard thing for me. So for me to even like ask you for your opinion, like that's like very far fetched for me.
Okay.
Yeah. So if I'm asking for your opinions, I 100% trust you to like tell me. I know I need you to tell me, bro. Like, don't try to be like, oh yeah, it's good. Tell me, yo, fix this, do this. I'm the type of person, I really do need that. Like, cause I'm like I said, I'm a perfectionist. It's not about my opinion. I'm worried about the consumers at the end of the day and their level of expectation of me and me fulfilling that consistently. So it's really not too much about me. It's about making sure that I consistently bring it every time.
Okay.
So yeah, they have to tell me.
That's like, dope. As you should. Right. Yeah, definitely. I know you mentioned on your live how you believe in gender roles.
Oh my God, you was on that live?
Of course I was.
I'm crying. Oh my God.
You know, you was on you believe in gender roles and but that you think everyone should know how to cook.
Yes. Let's talk about that. Yes. Like I'm going to resonate with that because I think everyone should just know how to like in general if I go and I decide I want to have kids one day and I have a son, he will know how to cook, he will know how to clean, he will know how to do everything just because that's the type of person that I am. That's how I was grown up. That's how we were instilled. Like even my older like generation of family, like, you know, fathers, uncles, brothers, we all know how to cook, clean. Like it's not just, oh, the women are just doing things. Yes, of course, you know, your woman, you know, probably expect to cook more often than others, whatever your dynamic is in your home.
Right, right.
But yeah, something happened to like your wife or like something and she cannot literally cook and can clean and you can't take over that role because people have to understand too, everything is not about financial. Like, okay, yeah, you could go buy food or you could buy a maid or you could buy a nanny, whatever the case may be, but it's like money's not everything, bro. Right. And I feel like knowing the basic necessities is everything. Like you literally need to survive. Like to eat, you literally need to survive. So I don't understand why you don't want to know how to cook. Even in 19, like make a 3-course.
No,
like a spread. Like, no, we're not saying that. But like please learn how to cook. Like, and that's why I'm here. Like literally to teach y'all how to cook. I'm talking about men, they, them, all genders.
We love
all of you.
No, I agree with you.
And like learn how to cook, guys. That's why I'm here.
Because I'm sure, like you mentioned, you don't want to always cook.
Yes. Oh my God. I don't understand why people have this stigma that like chefs want to cook all the time. Like, oh my God, we love it so much. Like, bro.
Yo.
I do love to cook. Yes. Like, obviously, like, but I'm tired just like y'all. Like,
right.
I don't want to cook. And sometimes I don't want to cook and I want a home cooked meal. I want something that feels warm in my stomach.
Okay.
I don't want some pushed out meal that they made 50 other meals of today. I don't want that. I want a nice, warm, you know, it just hit different. It's like when you go to your grandmother's house and she cooked dinner for you or something, it just hit different, you know, like,
I agree.
And you have the same meal at the Dominican spot or somewhere else. And it's like, it's just different. So yeah, like
it's a type of love.
It's the love. Like they like, yeah, I want her to enjoy this meal. You know?
Right. It's the type of love. I do agree with you with the whole, you know, the gender roles as far as like, you know, like the cooking aspect.
Right.
Because like, for example, like I had my father. My father was the first one to teach me how to do rice.
Period.
And it's crazy, right?
Because
it's funny, right? My father was like, yo, he's like, come here, you need to learn how to make rice for your husband. And I'm like, wrong.
Wrong.
I gave you an idea, but
wrong. Yeah, wrong way.
But it's crazy though, because it's like most Caribbean people, you know. The men
are one of the best cooks. My father was the same way, bro. Like he was very, he used to work in the kitchen too. Like, so it goes way back.
So your father worked in the kitchen. Your mom, she owns a bakery.
She used to own a bakery.
She
used to own her own bakery business at home.
Okay.
Right. She did that for, I don't know, maybe 4 years or so. She did it for a while. She did everything down to, I'm talking about wedding cakes.
So you got a little bit of everything.
Yeah, but I don't bake like that. So that's not right.
But there's a difference. Baking and cooking is patience for baking.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, what? You need an immense amount of patience. Hell no. I'm telling y'all right now, I could probably learn how to, like, you know, I'm a very like, I feel like I could do everything.
Okay.
And I hold myself to that. So I would probably teach myself how to do certain things to learn how to bake, but that's just not like
What would you say would be your most challenging dish
that I've made general
that you made but you was very innovative with it?
I would say maybe the jerk chicken soup is in my soups for Soul ebook. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I heard that, right? Right. Super. So, okay. Make sure y'all buy that chefbluha.com. So that probably is the most, that was more on the challenge time because I just came up with that shit.
Okay.
I was just like, yo, I want a little, you know, something that gives me like, not necessarily stewed chicken, but I was on a stewed chicken, jerk chicken vibe where, okay, I'm having the vegetables and the core of a stewed chicken.
Okay.
Jamaican style specifically. So let's be specific. And I also want jerk chicken though. So it just was like, I just made it. And that was like, I just came up with that. You got to really look into the recipe to really be like, oh, like, she really, like, okay, she know what she doing. Kind of thing. I'm going to give myself that.
Okay.
She know what she's doing. She did a little one. And that was like probably the most conceptive like recipe that I've had. That okay. was like real, a little different. Because I did it a couple of times where I didn't really, I was like, okay, now it's perfect.
Okay. Where do you see yourself like down the line? Because I know you're not trying to, you know, like you're not trying to put yourself in a box.
Right.
Which I totally understand. But more or less, what's your vision that you see down the line for your brand?
I just see down the line me being bigger and better. Like I okay. that's the best way I could explain it because I wanna, like I said, I wanna make Chef Bluha into a whole brand of extensive seasonings. I wanna eventually get, you know, appliances and really the bigger picture down the line is eventually creating such a, you know, influence and a bigger platform for myself that I can now teach other people. Mm. That's really the end okay. goal. I'm talking about like probably 40, 50 years old. Right. Now I'm teaching people. I got multiple hardcover books that sold everywhere that I'm teaching other girls that look like me and are me and other boys and other they, them, other, everything that you can do, you know, come from nothing and
right,
be able
right,
to
right.
build a brand and build a platform. That's the real end goal, okay. but
so she's going to go. You have spices now though, right?
Yes. I have everything seasoned and I do plan on extending it.
Okay.
And to then pay homage as well for our culture and add something, you know?
Ooh.
I'm not going to say what, but she's going to come soon.
Okay.
Yeah, awesome. And awesome. Like, we're talking soon, like, you know, the next 6 months or so soon.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're trying to figure out a timeline right now because I'm now trying to expand to business consulting and
okay.
doing things more
smart.
On the business side. So
okay.
teaching people, you know, what they need to do so that it doesn't take them as long.
What's one of the most challenging part of teaching people? Especially with this place where right now, like, attention span is very short.
Right. That's a key component too when making ebooks. Like you want to get straight to the point when it comes to even recipes and things of that nature. I think I have a good grasp on doing that once you give people the platform. I feel like I'm very detail oriented. So when it comes to, okay, making sure that you're prepared for our call prior to, so making sure you have the right questions, you have your own plan and you need me to assess
okay.
where we can, you know, where I can fit myself in and make things work a little faster, make things click a little better for you.
Okay.
So you having your own little, that's key. Cause I feel like a lot of people just like, oh yeah, I want to do this. Don't know nothing about it. Don't know what it takes to do it. They don't know. They haven't
right.
done any research. They haven't done nothing. It's like, y'all can't pay for a service from somebody and expect them to really teach you the everything you need to be without having your own foundation.
Right.
Like, you know, I can't teach you how to be a hustler, bro. I can't teach you how to be. I could give you the platform, but you could be what you're going to do with it afterwards.
Right.
Like,
right.
I could give you I can give you all the blueprint.
Right.
Are you going to put the work in? It don't mean that work's not to be, like, work needs to be made.
Right.
No, for the money to be made. So that part, like, you know, maybe just satisfying
okay.
the customer is probably the challenging part because everybody's different. And like I said, some people just think that they could do something and not know what the hell they're doing to its entirety. Like,
right.
Like, they don't even know what they're getting in some sense to.
No,
it's like, come on, bro.
And this is why, again, I'm going to keep it a stack. Like, I was... As much as you don't want to claim it, you are a chef, you know, I truly understand why you're
right.
in a place of like, you know, I,
right, I respect
I,
y'all. I just want to let y'all know I respect
but,
y'all, what y'all do.
But you do have,
right.
you know, like sometimes it's not about the degrees, you know, but you wouldn't, it's like you mentioned, it's deeper than what it is. It's not just like you just giving the recipe and then that's it. No, it's putting in the work.
Right.
It's learning what it is. It's understanding exactly, the understanding culture, it, et cetera. Yep. And I feel like you're putting yourself in that place of learning it.
Right.
You know, especially the business aspect, you know, and hence why you're furthering with your career. You are. You definitely are. More power to you. You're doing it. You're definitely doing it. You know, with everything you're doing, how do you manage to, like, basically, like, balance your time? Because I'm talking about your time as a content creator, your time as a chef, a cook, real life.
Right, like a human being. Right. Taking a shower and shit.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot. I think it comes down to really the root of who I am. Okay. And I feel like, thank God I was blessed with such a personality where I'm just very, like I said, analytical. I'm very meticulous. I'm very detailed. I think of every step. So that's how I organize my days, my times, okay. Everything. I'm talking about like down to the hours. Like I know what I'm doing.
Okay.
Every single day I have short goals, long goals. That's how I work things out so that I'm able to really bust them out. Like a year's work. Like if I go back to what I did last year.
Okay.
For every month, I know what I did. That was like a.
Okay.
I hit the goals.
So you have like vision boards and stuff like
oh,
that?
Oh yeah. 100%. Yeah. I have everything. Okay. Everything down to a T. So that's probably the best way is I just have that naturally. Some people don't.
Okay.
Right. So that's why I feel like it's a little more difficult having to try to teach yourself those organizational skills. And like I said, coming down to drive, passion. If you don't have the passion for it, it's hard to create the drive.
Right, right.
That's just as simple as that gets. Like,
I agree with you.
So I feel it's a combination of things.
I agree with you. I one of my biggest saying is passion is power.
You know? 100%.
And people don't realize like passion is definitely power. I'm assuming you believe in the power of manifestation.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And that's super dope, super dope. Lastly, I want to know, when was the last time you did something for the first time?
What's the last time I did something for the first time? Let me think. Give me a second, child. Yeah, that guy. Do you know? You.
She smiled. Right?
Do you know?
Do you know?
Because I don't know. Oh yes. Oh my God. Like time be moving so fast. When I went to Greece, that was the first time I did that. Except for a week.
Dope. How long ago was this?
Literally for my birthday in November. So
oh my God. In the middle of November. That's super.
It was like, oh my God. I went to Athens and Santorini.
How's the food?
Girl, the food is good. Like everything was just, and I feel like we always talk about like when going to, at least even for me, like going to Greece is like, oh, Santorini or Mykonos or, you know, mm-hmm. things like that. But Athens was, I'm telling y'all, that's the place to be. Like really? It felt like no funny shit, like on some New York vibe. Like I'm talking about the food is open late. The clubs is open late. People outside, like it's giving real homey vibes. Like and they don't see, well, at least my experience in Greece, I went to a spiritual store. I talked to a spiritual guy there too.
Nice.
Like, and yeah, he was helping us out throughout the trip because we stayed a week.
That's dope.
And he was saying like, you know, we was like worried about experiencing, you know, being black in another predominantly obviously like white country and being so far. And he was like, you know, people here in the Middle Eastern, we don't really see color.
Right.
And things of that nature. So it was really good to be somewhere. He was even like with, you know, being gay and things of that nature. He was like, you know, we don't see none of that. Like everybody's very open. People are, you know, very like even gay, like people that we see out here, like gay we dress in however we want to dress.
Right.
That's what they're doing out there too. Like
there's
a lot of stores on top of each other selling random shit, just like New York. Like Athens is fire and they're very welcoming.
That's dope.
So
that's super dope.
Yeah, you can walk around and it's like, it's lit.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
And that's they be smoking dope out there too, you know.
I'm sure they do.
Y'all get down. Y'all don't play.
It's a party. The Greeks can definitely
party.
No,
yeah, they get down for real. So it was 100% worth it.
That's super dope. Like, it's crazy because you mentioned, like, I when I went to Europe, it is different. Like, I always tell people, I'm like, yo, like the unfortunately the racism definitely exists, right?
We right, of course. Duh, yeah.
But it's like it's so different because the racism, the discrimination out there is a little bit different, where it's like it's more on your class.
Right.
It's not like you mentioned.
On
like,
your yeah, it's exactly. Like, what, it's not really your
like,
cause.
How
not
how much
you,
money you have, what family you come from.
Exactly. You don't let like, you be a black person with money. Now you famous.
Yeah. You know, like it's wild.
You know, they're like, y'all famous? No. No. Yeah. We're poor. And now you're like, poor, no money. Yeah. Don't rob me.
That's wild.
No, no, no.
No, but that's super dope, though. At the end of the day, you got to. I've always wanted to go to Greece.
Yes,
so,
please. If you yeah. need, you're right. Hit me up, girl. If you need some help, I got you. Don't
that's
worry.
Somewhere. That's definitely I part got of my you, bucket girl. List. So that's super dope that you're doing that. I look forward to your growth. I look forward to seeing you drop your new baby that you're about to drop. You
yes.
understand? You're doing amazing things. Continue elevating. I always tell people this. Like, I don't believe that. I don't believe in luck. I believe that you set the tone to where you want to be in life.
Period.
You understand? So, again, that goes back to the power of manifestation.
Right.
So, as long as you have that mindset, you continue visualizing everything, it's gonna happen.
100%.
So,
and vice versa, girl. Like, look
I
at
appreciate
you.
That. Appreciate
don't
that.
Play.
It's that big Bronx.
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah, we get down. We don't play.
The hustle's different.
The hustle is different. Yeah.
You know, so continue your, listen, where can they find you and all that good stuff?
So, you know, y'all can find me at Chef Bruja everywhere. Twitch, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, website. Y'all could cop my ebooks, my seasoning, and yeah, we everywhere, y'all. So thank you, V, for having me. Like,
definitely, man. Listen, there's no reason why you shouldn't be following her. All her information is in the description box below. What you got to do is click on it. You understand? It's free. You understand?
Hello.
The support is free. Y'all already exactly. know the vibes, man. It's your girl, V Henny, The Artistry Show, and we out. Rock out with your cocks out. Jam out with your clam out. Bow.
Yeah.